Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family, Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Encounter, this mountain of prophetic interventions. Wake up to this altar daily, first thing before you do any other thing. Listen to the voice of God through the human vessel. Receive the prayers and engage whatever prophetic action we may be led to take for the day. Prayers without action is like an arrow shot to nowhere. After the audio, engage Turning Point Prayer Booklet, also authored by me. Read the day's portion and pray the day's prayer. Prayer booklet is published monthly, available both in hard and soft copies. If it's for subscription online with a token, the prayer booklet content shall be sent to your phone for daily engagement. It will get to you 12 midnight, whichever country you are. So when you wake up in the morning, Turning Point will be waiting for you on your phone. Then pray more on your own as God give you the grace and time to subscribe all the new subscription for the daily prayer booklet. Chat with Demi on +234 8055 100 510. Do so now if you are just hearing this. Welcome also to Tuesday, the 6th day in August 2024. Open your hand and your heart to receive what God has sent our way today. Be responding with amen. I receive it. Day 6 is man's day. For man is the creation of the 6th day. He created man on the 6th day to take charge of all his creation. So open your hand and be saying, I receive it as I pray for you. On this 6th day, the day man was created to rule and reign. Wherever you are, you will be ruling and reigning. You will call the shot. Your voice will be heard and your face shall be seen. Do this. Let's do this if you can. Go before the mirror. Listeners, please own a mirror. Screw it or hang it to the wall, in your toilet, in your bathroom, in your room. You will need it from time to time to stand before it and prophesy to the person you see in the mirror, which is you. So invest in a mirror. I have a long one, my length, in my room, screwed to the wall, where I stand and prophesy to my life as Holy Ghost gives me urges from time to time. Do the same. But today, take whatever mirror you have, the one in your back, pocket mirror, the one on your phone, the one on your car, mirror. Look at yourself in the mirror. Prophesy and say, mention your name. Say, Femi Emmanuel, mention your own name. Say, you will prosper. You will live well. Oh, you will live to serve God. You will live to please your maker. You will live to impact your generation. Your face shall be seen and your voice shall be heard all over the world. You are fruitful. You are healthy. You are up there. You are not down below. You can't fail and you won't fail. You are not sickly and you will not be sick. You are not under. You are on top. You will flourish in marriage, flourish in business, and in all you do. Femi Emmanuel, mention your own name. You will go global. You will feed the hungry. You will house the homeless. You will clothe the naked. You will establish foundations to help people all over the world. You will live long and live well. You will live to see to your third and fourth generation. Femi Emmanuel, mention your name. Your life will command attention. You will fulfill your purpose. Say amen, amen, and amen. That's right. Anoint yourself after. We will do this prophetic action repeatedly as God gives us grace. So invest into a long mirror. Screw it to your bathroom or where you can see it regularly. I prophesy in 7 days, unbelievable openings and turnaround will be yours, connected to this prayer we have just prayed now. August 6th celebrant, receive your birthday prayers. You are blessed. You are lifted. God's glory shall speak for you. You will flourish. You will live well to a good old age. Happy birthday. Now to our teachings. Listeners, listen attentively and apply this truth to your life. First one today. Please, Daddy, treat us urgent. Like I always say, all issues here are urgent and touchy. Our only challenge is time. Now continue. He said, I used to be on fire for God as an usher in my church till I married my husband 5 years ago. Then he said he will allow me to be going to church. But now he instructed that I should not even listen to any message from any pastor at all, and that I should stop going to church. Daddy, I don't know what to do. My heart is bleeding. Wow, I sympathize with you, but I believe you are hearing this late. I wish you had connected to this platform much earlier. This man knows what he will do before he lured you into the marriage. You have married a boss or a dictator, not a friend, as I always encourage here, not a companion. You said when you first married, he allowed you going to church. The word allowed is annoying. You marry a man who need to allow you to go to church and serve your God, when the two of you should be passionate about God and church. Then you said now he has instructed you not to go to church again. That word, instructed you, is also very disturbing. That is a dictator, not a friend. Yes, like I said, he probably knew what he would do from the onset. All single ladies, learn from this. Don't marry a man who is not genuinely born again and passionate about God and church as you are. Marry only your friend, not your teacher, not a boss, not a dictator, not somebody who gives instruction that you must obey as a house girl or a school girl under him. As to what to do, well, I recommend warfare prayers, because whatever is above man is not above God. Then have your own job or your business to make your own money. If not, this kind of a person will make a complete slave of you when you have no financial muscle on your own. Ladies, be careful. Marry only your friend. Wait until God will bring one. Woman, please do so. We too will be praying for you here. The best solution to a marriage problem is to marry the right person from the word go. I don't dictate to my wife. I don't instruct or bully her. We both live together as friends and companions. We are both passionate about God and service to God and humanity. We have done so for 41 years now. Hope all listeners on this platform are listening. Follow our example. Next, good day, Daddy. Please, I am a single lady. Can I marry a divorced man, provided he is properly divorced legally from his first wife? I am born again, and he's also born again. Wow, we have treated marriage and divorce issues here severally. Well, many people are joining us every day, so we have to be repeating some teachings. To marry a divorced person, you need to dwell deep. You need to involve your church leadership or keep matured and experienced elders or a married counselor. They need to dig deep into the background and the past of this man, especially what led to his first divorce, so that you will not suffer the same fate that the other woman suffered. Full counsel on matters like this cannot be done online in few minutes. It has to be face to face with elders or pastors to make sure you know what you are doing and advise you well. Next, there are responses to the woman of 12 years in marriage whose husband said no more attraction for conjugal relationship. Let me read just about two of them. There are many here. One, she should focus on some other things that make marriage a blessing. There has been no sex in my marriage for straight 10 years. I have kept myself and done what I'm advising here for peace of mind. Another person, things must have gone wrong somewhere with the marriage. Lack of sexual desire is just a symptom of a major issue in the marriage. Let the two of them sit together for genuine discussion. The woman should also check herself if there is anything the husband has been pointing out to her, which he does not like. When all this fails, then he should involve a professional. Let's take one more. I think in addition to your counsel, please let her also work on herself. Sometimes women after marriage tend to depart from those things that attracted their husband to them initially, like keeping themselves neat, making their hair to look good for their husband. Generally, men like to see their wives looking attractive to them. I am sure if the woman discovers where she is lacking and starts doing them, that might arouse the husband's sexual desire towards her again. Wow. Please, whoever is concerned, add this to the counsel I've already given. I thank all of you who responded. Oh, we are all being used by God on this platform to build each other's up. Thank you so much. Please forward this to all on your contact. Do so daily. Tomorrow is the Prayer Mountain service in Abuja Center. Same place, same time, 12 to 2 p.m. at Living Spring Chapel, Kado Life Camp, after the fish market, Abuja. Telephone numbers to engage for more information, 0806-133-2800. Thursday is the Prayer Mountain in Ikeja, Lagos, Dominion City, Ibadan, Koloba, Abeokuta, Oshogbo, Akure, Port Harcourt, and New York. Simultaneously, 7 to 9 a.m. is the first service, 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. is the second service. Prayer focus on Prayer Mountain this week is operating in surplus. No more scarcity, no more lack. It does not matter what is happening in your environment, you will not know lack. Bring things that represent your business outfit, your career, things that will represent where you want God to give you expansion and enlargement. Then month has fully ended. So if you are a tighter, personal and business outfit tight, I have taught us here to put our business under tithing. 10% of your net profit belongs to the kingdom of God for enlargement, whether it is big or small or medium. Be faithful. Do so. Very soon you'll be tithing in millions without struggle or without stress. Be faithful where you are now, how you are. Also, the Battle Thanksgiving Partnership Commitment Seed of and the Seed of 8888 we are doing this month. People are doing it. Use our bank account details already with you and the PayPal information. TPGF members and listeners in United Kingdom who want to pay their tithe and seed in pound sterling will now have an HSBC account, so you pay to that and we are able to save commissions on charges. Use TPGF and on HSBC account. If you want to know the details, send a chat message for inquiries to Pastor Adeola on +44 74 1111 312840. Do so now. I speak to everyone's life today. The power of God will rest fully on you. You will fulfill purpose. These prayers will be working in your life. The one you pray for yourself will be working in your life. All the prophetic action will be bringing you testimonies. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. TPGF, answer. Truly blessed. Bye.